All right, I'm with Joe Greenspan here. After training on Wednesday, Joe, what's the overall feeling right now with this team heading into a real difficult stretch? Not difficult, but a challenging stretch.
Yeah, it's been positive. We worked hard this week. It wasn't perfect on Saturday night, but overall, we're glad we got the win. There's definitely things that we're working on and looking to improve on, but responded well from the drubbing we got in North Carolina. We're looking back at the last 2 months and kind of the form we've been in, and we're hoping to continue to improve on that as we go here in the last stretch of the season.
Yeah, late Nick. In the second half the other day, you kind of went down and you were grabbing your leg. How's everything with that?
It's good, yeah. It's a little tightness. I just kind of felt a sharp pain behind my knee. So that's kind of very worrisome when that happens. But it is just a bit of a tweak to my hamstring, we think. So we're taking care of that. Trainers have been on top and have been training and feeling pretty good. So working through it, but yeah, no serious issues there, which we're happy about.
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you. I know there was about a 2-week stretch where you had your other commitments with mm-hmm. the Navy, and I'm sure you guys worked through that, and that's, you and Bob probably talked about that before the season even starts, but just what was that experience of those 2 weeks? Is that going to be something just that will only happen every once in a while? Or?
Yeah, that was a one-time thing that I had to do. I was down at the Defense Information School finishing up some in-house public affairs training that I needed to do. It's mandatory, so it was a really good experience. Some very, very good training, some awesome stuff. You're getting evaluated. You're in a high-tempo environment down there. It's mimicking the real thing. So I enjoyed it, a little bit of a change of pace. But obviously, I was able to get to Hartford for the match the weekend in between. The guys got a good result up there, was able to contribute. And then obviously the next weekend at home, I think I was against Memphis, where the guys had another good performance. So it was good training. It was upset to be away from the group, but glad to be back, and things are kind of rolling again.
Yeah, public affairs, or are you in information communications or anything like that?
Public affairs officer.
Yeah, so I know you've worked in some of the recruiting stations in mm-hmm. the past, right? Yeah. So, maybe in a nutshell, in 30 seconds or whatever, just kind of give me an idea of what you'd be doing in those type of roles.
So basically right now I'm supporting the Vice Chief of Information, mm-hmm. and they're kind of the head of the Reserve Public Affairs community. So not actually doing public affairs work out in the fleet, whereas right now I'm supporting kind of the behind the scenes in the Reserve Public Affairs side.
Yeah.
But overall I'm in the public affairs officer at a command. You're doing, respond to inquiries from media, you're putting out social media posts, you're kind of that liaison between the public and the Navy, as well as, the command and its sailors. And so you're making sure that we're telling the story, the Navy story, in a truthful manner and getting the information out there to everybody.
That's great. We'll be looking forward to seeing how that evolves for you as well. But and then just kind of your thoughts about where you guys are going forward. You're going to see Ottawa, then you're going to see a couple home games against these teams that are right behind you. And you've been in the USL now. You've competed in this level for a few years. It's as tough as ever, right?
Yeah, the league's very good. And so we're coming into a tough stretch of games with Ottawa, Louisville, Charleston, Nashville, Memphis, Indy in October. So Birmingham at the end of the season, they're playing really well. So it's going to be tough. And I think this point last year is where kind of we slipped up a little bit. We dropped points that we think we should have had. And so we want to make sure that we finish strong. It's going to be, it's going to be a tough matchups all the way at home, on the road.
Yeah.
And so if we can take, critical points here and there, hopefully every match, we'll set ourselves up for success coming the postseason.
Yeah, and finally, the flexibility in terms of tactical, how you guys approach each game. It seems like sometimes you're a four in the back, sometimes you're three, sometimes you play maybe five across. Just kind of your thoughts on being able to adjust game to game.
Yeah, it's important to be adjustable, as you said, and the coaching staff, they do a really good job of breaking down what the opponents can try and do. And so obviously, what coach wants, the tactics wise, we have to respond to that, and we have to be able to adapt to the system he wants. And I think with the personnel we have, with the tactics they put in place, we're able to do that in a pretty proficient and successful manner. And so we want to keep doing that. But no matter what, we're going to get on the field, we're going to do what the coaches tell us to do, and we're going to do our best to win the match.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your time. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
That's good. All right.